Well, Conte to part Euro. If Italy win the Euros and Immobile's top goal scorer, I'll sing the entire song to you in Italian.
Hey!
Myself and Immobile on top.
For the best Euro 2020 coverage, download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the OTB Football Podcast.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetSetGo. Are you ready for quick start car insurance? Get a quote today at GetSetGo.ie.
Now, I am delighted to say Una White and Orla Duff are with us. Both All-Ireland winners. They're going to launch their new sport and leisure wear brand, Field Queens. Field Queens' first products are their Empower GA gloves, designed and tailored to fit the female hand. The first GA gloves aimed exclusively at ladies Gaelic footballers, as inter-county players Orla and Una know the importance of top quality sports gear to help them perform at an elite level. Good morning to you both. How are you getting on?
Good morning.
How are you?
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Mel.
So what is the difference between your gloves and the previously manufactured gloves?
I suppose the main difference is, as you mentioned there, that they're literally designed specifically for women. So that was kind of how we stumbled upon this idea, was we realised that there was a major gap in the market for ladies' Gaelic gloves. They just don't exist in Ireland. And even looking around shops and shopping online, everything was men's sizes, and kids were all aimed towards large boys, medium boys. There was nothing there for girls. So the main difference is that they're sized and like they are skin tight fit for girls.
What were you using up to this? Like, obviously the men's gloves of badly shaped, ill-fitting men's gloves.
Yeah, so I suppose for years we were used to just going into a shop and asking for a small and not really thinking about the behind the scenes of it, where it's small men's or medium men's. So I suppose we got so used to that, but it's just, I suppose, over the course of the last few months being out of sport ourselves, we had a bit more time on our hands, and we looked into it, we researched, and we just felt, given the increase in popularity of ladies football, that really there should be something on the market for girls and women. So that little girls that go into a shop have a choice whether they want, you know, there are many gloves on the market already targeted for men, but that they have a choice to choose a female glove that fits them, that's tailored for them.
So obviously there's a gap in the market. You realise there's a gap in the market and then you go, we're going to fill this. How the hell do you actually go about designing and then sourcing and manufacturing gloves? Like, because it's not like, you know, you can, you know, just go to the local tailor and say, yeah, knock me up a few there.
Yeah, I suppose it was a long process. Same with anything when you're setting up anything at first. And there was a lot of over and back because we really wanted to get it right, you know, and we wanted to be a product that we could stand over. And obviously one that we were going to be wearing on the pitch. So if we were going to wear it, we wanted it to be of very high quality. So as I said, there was a lot of over and back, and, you know, we weren't happy with the sizing at first and we were changing material and stuff. So that kind of takes time, but I suppose anything you're going to do, if you're going to do it right, it does take time. So that was something that we were willing to do.
But is there like quite a lot of science involved as well? Because maybe there isn't. Maybe it's like, look, we want them to be very similar to the gloves that are out there, just different.
Well, I suppose what I even said there about the trial and error was getting a ruler out, trying to make sure that we had the correct fit, and over and back with that process and measuring it up against ourselves and other people, getting them trialing them. So it was over and back with the manufacturer until we were happy with the fit of the gloves. And that was really something that was very important to us. We weren't going to bring something to market that we didn't feel was the right fit and the perfect fit for girls.
The evolution of the GAA glove is something like fairly interesting. We did a Classic Games Club recently where it was the 2001 Dublin Kerry game, and all the Kerry lads looked like they were wearing black gloves. I've no idea what they were. And Kieran Whelan obviously had the old school Packy Bonner style Italian 90 goalkeeping gloves. So what are your gloves actually like? You're saying that they're skin tight, so they're not the big and bulky gloves anymore.
Yeah, they're very skin tight, which even when some girls were trying them on, they nearly thought they were too small for them. But it was because they're just so used to wearing a big glove. They're not used to a skin tight fit. So that's the kind of idea behind them, that they literally are skin tight fit, and the type of material that they are, they kind of cling to your hand. So that's kind of the basic principle behind it.
Yeah, and they're very light material, so they're ideal for, you know, our unpredictable weather. So, and a lot of girls would like to wear a glove even in good weather. So it's ideal for the summer months.
Yeah, like when you think about those classic gloves that would have done the rounds back in the day, like I'm not sure would you have sported the Macassar gloves back in the day, the yellow with the black dots. Did they work? Did the black dots actually work? Were they scientifically proven?
I actually don't know, but I think they're making a bit of a comeback at the minute.
Right.
But I think anyone that played GA in the 90s had to sport them for a while anyway.
And there's also kind of obviously the sense of whenever you get a dry summer's day and then halfway through the match it starts raining, there's somebody on the side of the pitch now throwing gloves out. I'm not sure the way you've drilled down to it at this point, have you got an exact science on when is the best time to actually have a pair of gloves on you when it comes to ball handling and the ideal conditions to actually wear them?
So like I said, a lot of people, like for myself, I'm a fullback player and I like wearing a glove a lot. So it's a personal preference. Mm. Obviously, in wet conditions, it is important to wear gloves. I know some people don't like to use them, but in wet conditions, you should be wearing the gloves. And then I think once, if it's dry, it's a really personal preference. But our gloves are designed to, you can wear it in either weather. So it's just about dampening the gloves beforehand to get a good grip. So, and that's whether you're playing in dry conditions or wet, give them a little dampen to make sure that there's good grip before you start.
So is this the plan now for the rest of your lives? You realise that actually there's a gap in the market, but not just for gloves. It turns out for all types of sports gear that is for women by women. Is that the dream? Is that what comes next?
Yeah, we have a couple of products coming. Like, we've been working on a few different things over the last few months. Now the other products we have coming down the line at the minute are smaller kind of accessories and stuff. But we have plans for lots of different products, but like, you know yourself, they all take time getting stuff like that out to market. But we definitely have plans to expand it as we go on anyway. The gloves are kind of just a starting point.
And where are the other gaps?
I suppose what we're trying to do is to bridge the gap for ladies footballers. And in terms of, there are a lot of, in terms of accessories and gym gear targeted towards males. So we're trying to bridge the gap for the female market. And then we're hoping to go down the line and not only cater for footballers, but mainstream women that go to the gym, that enjoy their sports, in terms of the clothing they wear. So that's kind of the long-term vision.
Yeah, like some of the products we have coming actually aren't even GAA related, you know, that kind of way. So we're just looking to hit the sports, kind of female sports market in general.
It seems like it's a good time to be getting into this.
Yeah, like there's a big market out there. I think with the lockdown and stuff, a lot of people realised how much they turned to fitness and exercise and stuff. And well, the ladies' Gaelic market is certainly growing and has been for years now. If you look back at attendances at ladies' games and even the coverage that it's getting in the media and stuff over the last few years, that has grown so much. But as I said, I think from the lockdown, like people really realised that, you know, looking after your mind is looking after your body is looking after your mind, you know, that kind of way. And they really turned to gyms and like running and all that, you know, the way, like there was all that running the 5K and all that, you know, people really, really appreciated the benefits of exercise. So I definitely think there's a market there.
How is your respective season going at the moment? Orla, you were injured last year. Did you do an ACL? Is that right?
Yeah, so I tore my ACL in the first round of club championship at the end of August and had my surgery at the end of September. So I'm currently rehabbing away and training alongside the Mead girls at the minute. So I'm itching to get back. So I'm hoping that I'll be towards the end of the season to be back with them. But I suppose, as everyone knows, in ACL, you don't want to rush it. So I'm just doing everything that I'm being told with the physio, working hard every day. It's great now that gyms are back open. I've been told that, and everyone I think that's done their ACL or any other significant injury, you're kind of at a, I suppose, on the back foot from the outside because gyms weren't open and you don't have access to equipment. So I've done my best, made a makeshift gym in the house, and I'm going really well, so I'm really hoping to be back for both county and the club championship.
I can only imagine the heartbreak of like waiting for lockdown to be over, training away on your own, eventually being allowed to go back training, and then straight away to go pop.
Yeah, definitely. And last year was a bad year in general because at Christmas, I broke my hand in a challenge match with Meath against Waterford. So I was out for 9 weeks, and then lockdown hit, trained away on my own, got myself back fit and was ready for action. And then the first round of club championship, went to turn and my knee didn't come with me, my foot didn't turn, and the girl fell back on me, and that was it. So I'm very eager to get back, and it'd just be great to play the game again. It's hard watching from the lines, especially now with COVID, because you feel very, I suppose, isolated from the team, in that if you're not on the starting 30 or not named in the panel, then you have to sit in the stand. There's no access to in the dugouts or in the dressing rooms. And I'm the vice captain this year, so I'm finding it hard to, you know, to encourage, I suppose, when you're in the stand. But I'm looking forward to getting back, and hopefully restrictions will continue to ease for us.
Una, how's your form?
Yeah, so like Orla, I was out for the whole year last year with a concussion injury that I picked up in early February last year in a league game against Cork and Croke Park. It was just a simple kind of head collision, and as it turned out, wasn't so simple in the end, and I missed a full year of contact sport from it, just due to ongoing symptoms and stuff. So I'm only after getting back now, like, as anything, I suppose during that it was very different to any other injury I've had. Like, I've done the ACL journey before, like Orla, and it's a very different one because I couldn't actually do any exercise with the concussion. So I was kind of easing myself back in after that year. So I'm still kind of just carrying a couple of little niggles and trying to get them sorted before I can fully return to play. But we'll get there.
That must have been pretty scary.
Yeah, I suppose people often say, like, it must have been scary, but I mean, I was constantly reassured by, you know, medical professionals around me that it would go at some stage. It was just kind of a matter of time, and you just have to, it's literally, that's all they can tell you with a concussion, is to manage your symptoms and to give yourself time with it, because they have no idea how long it's going to last. You know, after 2 weeks, they were like, oh, maybe this will go on for another couple of weeks. And then weeks went into months, and the months came into, well, it was probably about 10 months before the symptoms really started to go. But I wouldn't say scary, but it wasn't the best situation I've ever been in either, you know.
And did you have any second thoughts about going back to contact sport in the aftermath of that?
I suppose it was something I considered, in terms of just how bad I was over that year, that I couldn't work or anything. And I was quite lucky with the lockdown when that came, because I certainly, like, wasn't able to socialise or anything like that. Couldn't be anywhere near light or anything, or noise even. But so I suppose I did think it was something I thought a lot about, but I didn't really second guess coming back, because I think when it's a game you love so much and you're playing it from such a young age, it's kind of just, it's your natural kind of inclination to go back to it. And when all your friends are involved and all that kind of thing, anytime I mulled it over, it was only for a very short kind of space of time, you know.
All right. It sounds like both of you put your lockdown and injuries to pretty good use. That you know, that disgusting question that everybody keeps getting asked about their side hustles, all of a sudden you guys have this amazing new business, putting the rest of us to shame and actually having an answer to that question when people ask you about it. So what's next? The gloves are available in shops soon now, today. What's the best way if anybody wants to get their hands on the gloves?
Yeah, so we have a website, so www.fieldqueens.ie, and we are actually launching in our first store in a week's time in a local sports shop in Navan. So we're trying to roll it out into other sports shops. We've got great interest, and especially with club orders, we're doing a discount at the minute of 15% off a bulk order from clubs, and that's really taken off. And it's so lovely to see young girls, intermediate, senior teams out wearing our gloves. I was at a match, my own club last night, got their order, and they were all wearing theirs in their first league game. So it's such a thrill to walk out into a pitch and see girls wearing your gloves and feeling like they're representing. That is the whole reason we set up this. It's a passion project, really. It's about keeping girls in sport, making sure we all feel represented on and off the field.
Yeah, well, listen, Una White and Orla Duff, we wish you both the very best of success with the business and your return from injury as well. Thanks a million for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetSetGo. Are you ready for quick start car insurance? Get a quote today at GetSetGo.ie.